And some more bread.
Young kids gather for lunch at the Salvation Army's Early Learning Center. Sherry Newton's 10-month-old son, Phoenix, is a part of the program.
He's been, you know, introduced to the other children that are helping him want to develop faster. And they have some nutrition guidelines for their breakfast and lunch and afternoon snack. So he's also getting introduced, you know, to new foods. And that's been a blessing and a learning experience for him.
Newton's other son, 7-year-old Caleb, is involved in the Salvation Army's Boys and Girls Club. 500 kids are in the club and another 122 in the Early Learning Center. Salvation Army Major Deborah Ashcraft says United Way reduces support to both programs by a total of $73,000. As a result, she says downgrades are likely.
In the Early Learning Center, we are making plans now, sadly, to go from 4 rooms down to 3, which means that we will have to eliminate 12 spots for homeless children and low-income children.
Ashcraft says it will not mean dropping those currently enrolled, but it will affect those on the waiting list. She says adding volunteers is not an option.
We cannot replace a staff member with a volunteer because of all of the training and educational requirements that are involved. The Early Learning Center and Boys and Girls Club are both licensed programs.
Lori Hanley is a pregnancy counselor with the Catholic Diocese of Lexington. Hanley and a coworker travel to meet with pregnant women in their homes. In addition to emotional support, she says the services include helping about 75 women a year with baby supplies and transportation. Hanley says their office is usually contacted within a few hours after a woman learns she is pregnant.
Our primary goal is to step into a situation when it's at a crisis point and try to calm that situation so that we can then look toward the further needs of the entire family.
Hanley says United Way has supported her agency for the 20 years she's been with them, but not anymore. Hanley says a $45,000 request over 3 years was not funded by United Way. An appeal process is available for agencies that have been defunded. According to the United Way, 4 agencies appealed their funding levels and another is considering an appeal. United Way President Bill Farmer says the changes reflect an expansion of a mission and not a redefinition. He says the new strategy is to fund agencies in areas of health, education, and personal income.
The change is that we were in critical and essential services and providing assistance to agencies, and we've moved beyond that to addressing the underlying issues, in essence taking the Band-Aid off and saying, what can we do to make sure that these problems don't continue to occur in the community.
Farmer says United Way allocated some $3 million out of about $6 million in requests. 85 agencies will get money this year, but obviously some face cuts or no funding at all.
We wanted to make sure that people would not go hungry or people would not go homeless as we were making this transition. We know that before you can work with people on issues associated with education or personal finance, and in many cases health, they have to be comfortable and safe.
Along with changes in funding, United Way's new process emphasizes accountability. The outcome-based funding mechanism requires agencies to report on performances every 6 months.
We can take a look at the performance of each individual agency and make a decision whether or not we should reduce the funding to that agency because they're not producing the outcomes that they projected, or if we raise more funding, we would provide additional revenue to the agencies because they're exceeding their goals.
That revenue will not come from a fall fundraising campaign. The trademark event of United Way is no longer held. These days, Farmer says raising money is a year-round activity, including efforts to attract outside grants. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.